and you made pickle peaches out of that, and the syrup would be a reddish foam, and that was the most beautiful canning that you ever did,
was
with those pickles, and they were just as delicious as they looked. They were small peach.
How'd you learn to do all this pickles?
Oh my goodness, honey, I had to learn all that when I was growing up. My mother was a very good homemaker, you know what I mean? And she taught us children because she knew that someday or another we would probably be housewives, and she wanted us to be able to do all the things that we were required to do.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays in times, well, it's very much so like it was in the older days. Nowadays in time, people are proud to be a housewife.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
A homemaker.
Well, that's a full-time job.
That's a full-time
job. You get a lot
of
talents that go into that, aren't you?
As I said, I worked some before I was married, just a little bit before I was married, but I've never worked a day on but here with my family since I've been married for almost 36 years now. And I've enjoyed every minute. Of course, there have been some hectic times.
Sure.
It's from sun up to, you talk about from sun up to sundown, but it's from sun up to bedtime almost. I used to get the children in the bed and then do the canning, you know what I mean, with the pressure cooker. See, when we first begin canning, you use that water bath. You put the cans down in water, put them on an old wood stove, or take them out in the open to the pot where we boiled our clothes and did a water bath. But then in a few years, the pressure cookers come along. I remember I run from the first pressure cooker I ever saw.
You did?
I did, and I left my mother with it.
Why?
I laughed and I heard. I told her, I said, well, you got enough sense to get out of there, and I'm going to leave. If you don't leave, go to it. But I didn't know what that gauge might do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny. If there are some apples and a child wants one, he says, what, that apple?
Give me. You know, old people used to say, fetch me, instead of give.
Would they?
Yeah,
fetch
me. I can remember my grandmother would say, fetch. If she wanted me to bring her something, she'd say, fetch me so-and-so. I just thought that was just...
That's interesting.
And kiver for cover.
Kiver?
Kiver. Kiver for cover. To cover up anything, or to bring her a quilt. She'd say, bring me some more kiver.
Isn't that funny?
It is funny.
There's a man who has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man who's...
poor. Well, I've always been that way, you know.
Oh,
we talk about poverty.
On this hill.
Let me tell you something. Talk about poverty. Do you know what? We all grew up just the same way when we were children. There wasn't no such thing as poverty.
Uh-huh.
Everybody in our community was alike. Of course, there's some of them uptown and out of sight, you know. I said, I guess they got to the hog's trough before we did, you know what I mean? But we all shared and shared alike.
Uh-huh.
And to me, there was never no poverty when I grew up. Of course, they were people that had less than others.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just so happy and enjoyed life, till we really didn't think nothing about poverty.
Mm-hmm.
We worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
My father and my mother always taught me it wasn't what you made. It was what you did with what you made, how you spent it. You can take and waste everything in this world that you make, and you still won't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't let anything go to waste. Now, that's the truth. I was taught to be very economy-like.
Uh-huh. And that pays off.
That pays off. That's right. That's the way it did when I was raising my children, too. Because if I'd have took him as fast as he could bring it in at the front door, or threw it out the back door, I couldn't have never raised my family.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
we would,
the way a lot of people do it.
That's right. And you know, as I can't see wasting anything, because I was taught not to waste anything. They are children I know that's hungry, and I wished I could give it to them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's all in how you manage it.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Are there any kind of nuts around here?
Oh yeah, we got plenty of pecans around here. We grow lots of pecan trees. We got pecan trees here that's old, they've already quit bearing.
Mm-hmm.